Yo, and we back to this shit, man. Back on our live bullshit like all the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And thanks again, Terra, for tuning in at 2 Pitoofies in the pod, man, with your boy. You already know what's up, Frecky here. And then we also got Mr.
Pitoofy. Mr. Pitoofy to you, though. Y'all know this.
And of course, a special guest, man.
Suicide Holla.
Yeah. What up, man? What up?
Welcome to the show.
Cool, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, for sure.
Hey, we appreciate you coming through, man. It's going to be a nice little
it's always great to get together and pick each other's brain. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people to really tune in and get to know what's going on.
So, why our dude Shu came by, man? I knew Shu for a little while, way back. This was like almost the beginning of your music. You wasn't even...
I don't even think I was really like putting into the music down, yet. Nah.
Right.
But I was starting though, like as we got like maybe like some months in, I had started. Because once I started, it was just so... I didn't stop. It was like in the beginning, you rushing, thinking you're trying to get to something.
So it kind of came natural.
Yeah, it was just like right. And then those started turning into tapes. And it was just like, by the time a fool look up, I done got 3 mixtapes out in like 3 months type stuff. You know what I mean? So it was like, you probably missed a lot. But by the time I would say you was coming and we were seeing each other around the 55th area, which, you know what I mean, inspired the song 55th Hamlet, I was already, I was a little deep in. I was starting to shoot videos and stuff.
Okay. So what made you get into the music?
Man, honestly, finding out I had a kid on the way, like, obviously, I mean, I have a daughter that's 9 years old, but when I found out she was on the way, that's when I was like, and it just so happened, like, I've been doing this 9 years. Like, I got to do it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as soon as I found that out, I was like, I'm no longer living for me. I got to figure this out for her.
So, was your first track about her?
No, it was just more so me trying to, like, display. In the beginning, I used to be chasing this invisible thing for whatever reason of trying to display to other people that I had talent when that's not really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so using my talent to help others understand what it is they're either dealing with or however it may be. But that's after you've matured and been able to really step outside yourself and understand why you're doing it. But in the beginning, we all are talent racing, trying to show another guy macho shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I'm the best rapper. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel that. Is there anybody specifically that inspired you doing music? I mean...
Yeah, hell
so,
yeah.
So you, bro, we know you just said about your kid. That's what got you into the music. But like, is there any specific artist?
When you asked that question, like what got me into making music, if you meant what got me into becoming Suicide Holla the artist, no, that wasn't simply about it wasn't about my daughter. My daughter was the motivation to go as far and continue doing what I'm doing. But as far as becoming a rapper, I had been motivated way back to like 14 years old, listening to 50 Cent, listening to underground rappers from New York, the punchline heavy guys from D Block. You got the guys like Strawz, J Hood. You had Graff out of Queens.
You listen to everything.
I was listening to Chamillionaire and the guys out of Texas. Fucking around with shit like that, like. That stuff influenced me, and once I got on that mic, Big L and all these guys, and people realized back in school, like, I could rap. I just didn't do nothing with it after school until I took my career serious, when I found out I had my daughter coming. And that was probably 4 or 5 years later.
That's good, man. That's good. That's always like an extra move, you know, a step to get out the streets, man, move along and shit. So, and it's dope because you always come back to the hood. You always come back to home. I mean,
man, I love this city. Like, I just left maybe about 3 years ago. But, like,
you're right.
No, I was looking for my goddamn. It ain't in there. But, yeah, man, like, I love and appreciate this city, man, for the simple fact. It raised me, man, like, everything about it, like, I came up on the East. That's why you hear me rep the East Side so heavy in the music.
For sure.
All the experiences I went through, like the trials and the tribulations, all that, all everything made me. I went through a lot becoming a, you know what I mean, even where I am now as far as an artist. But we gonna only continue to go higher, so it's not like it's gonna ever ease up. You get what I mean?
Yeah, for that. That's cool. That's cool. Don't worry about that.
I had to. I swear, that's why I put it in my pocket. Like,
So we're gonna move on to the third question here, and it's gonna be who would you like most to collaborate with?
Man, if we speaking about collaborations, man, this guy's in the industry, dope cats that of course I would say like a Wale or a Big Sean is dope. Wale, a Big Sean, a Cole, like outside of that, bro, I'm really just like on a path to becoming so unique at what it is that I'm creating and what it is that I'm trying to pave for others that I don't really take too much time to listen to what else is out there like I should. But
focusing on the craft.
It's not a bad thing, but at the end of the day, it could be more people that I'm missing that could possibly. I've heard guys, of course, there's a guy named Don Tolliver out of Houston. I would love to work with him.
Yeah, he's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So is it because of a specific style? Because like, for example, me, I would probably be like, you know, people that are hot right now, like Lil Baby, Drake, like,
right.
You know, you went a different direction. Is it a specific style that you went for, or?
You mean why it is that I don't listen to others, or you mean?
No, because like I said, I would have said Lil Baby.
Oh, you mean as far as collabing?
Yeah.
No, what it is that, it's not really about the style, but it's more of the feel of the music and what it is that the music represents and who it is that's the person behind the music. It's nothing against those guys either. You know what I mean? They're just not someone that I'm listening to in a sense of I would like to collab with. They have entertaining music. I've heard a few good songs from those guys. I used to, I want to say maybe like a year or so back, maybe two at the most, it was a couple Lil Baby and Gunna songs that was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I haven't taken the time to really sit and try to admire and digest what they're doing for the simple fact I have to give you all the 50-50 Hamlets, the Out of the Barrels, the Pussy So Good. You get what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I won't be able to do that. Hey,
that video blew up on something crazy, too.
I think it's gonna hit 8 in about a week, if not that long. About a week, yeah, 8 million views. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's like, that is crazy.
To feel like 8 million people looked at your face, how would you think you would feel?
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be something you definitely got to get used to.
You would feel like everybody that you pass is kind of staring at you like that's that person.
That's you right there.
Or anyone. Like, it's a weird feeling. You get, I guess you.
I heard he just walks around and throws freestyle all day. Can you throw a freestyle, Shu?
I've had people ask me to freestyle in the middle of their venue or something. I'm like, bro, you can't be serious.
You ain't never just did it? Man. You never just did it for nobody?
No, I've had sessions like with a homie or something. We going back and forth rapping, but not just I'm out in a random thing. No.
Like, you shoot, right? Spit a bar.
Right. Well, no.
It's not going.
That's what's up.
Dude just got to be in a wild state of mind to think somebody's just going to put their talent up on that.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel that. Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Of all time.
If it makes it easier, you give us like a top three or something.
If we're going to go top three, I'm going to have to put Big L in there.
You know who that is?
No specific positions.
Yeah, no specific. What? Like,
Do you know who that is, Big L?
I never really listened to him.
I don't think I know who that is.
I'm going to get into his history if necessary, but in no specific order, I'm going to have to go Big L. We're going to have to go... Wayne gotta go in there. Wayne, it's crazy.
I was waiting for that. I'm like, come on, you at least gotta have Wayne.
Not a lot of people have Wayne up there though.
Nah, Wayne,
it's crazy.
It's our era. It's our generation,
Wayne,
kind of. Man,
like Wayne's tapes raised fools. Like Wayne made it to where you ain't even remember the original record. You know what I mean? It ain't too many people that did that. So Wayne gotta go in there. And if I'm gonna go three, I'm going Kendrick, man.
Yeah,
true. That's a fire lineup.
I'm going Kendrick, like Big L, Wayne, Kendrick.
I'm surprised you didn't put
Help Me, Man.
J. Cole up there.
Nah, I don't listen to Cole as much as Kendrick. Yeah. I would say around 2014 for like the whole year while I was working on a project of mine called Achilles Tongue. It wasn't influenced or nothing like during the same time, but I was listening to Kendrick every day, like on his route to work. It was tough. The same project every day called Overly Dedicated.
I kind of like that you put Kendrick up there too, because you won number one lyricist in Ohio. Man, and like Kendrick's all lyrical, like, you know.
Being sure. A lyricist is a gift and a curse, but yeah, if I'm gonna speak on a lyrical standpoint, there's no one with Kendrick, not there.
Yeah.
So I got a quick question. Why do you say it's a gift and why is it a curse?
Being lyrical is a gift and a curse for the simple fact the person that has it is the one that's gifted, but the people that don't have it and don't understand how to obtain it are kind of not really going to take to it as they should.
Because right.
They feel like, why should I use my mental to help understand what you're saying? I just can just not listen to you.
Yeah, I feel that.
So that's one thing. But outside of that, you get the right people that's or you get the right type of way that you're relaying your lyric. You can have people listen. Case in point, Not Today or Butter or anything of that manner, or what Kendrick does. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Once I'm sure everyone knows someone that's a friend that's super lyrical or not even super, just getting into their lyricism. And maybe initially you're like, I don't really want to hear that. But eventually you hear a song that you'd be like, I can lightweight listen to this. That's what happens with all lyrics. Some of them
it's crazy because some people don't appreciate
that's what
lyrical
is.
Music. You know what I mean?
It's that's what it is. It's basically it's not that they don't appreciate it, it's just like
a lot of people like that.
Why go sit at the Cheesecake Factory and wait 40 minutes for a meal when I could just go to McDonald's?
Right.
And three or four times, five times before I get that meal. I don't want to take the time to get that meal. I can just get this one. You get it?
Yeah. Just get it.
Set it and it's ready.
You get it?
That's how it hits the mind. As soon as it hits the mind, it's like, I like glue because it's blue. It hits the mind and it's already taken. They got it already. Yeah. But if you put a punchline right there, it's going to be like, 10 minutes before they get it. They don't want that.
Yeah.
That sit down meal.
Exactly. I feel that.
Damn the way you. That's a good ass like reference. Where like, you gotta put it. Yeah. Comparison.
You gotta put it into perspective sometimes like that.
Holy shit.
At first, I was like, where's he going with this? And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll see what you're doing.
Right. That's what I was saying. I was like, wait, what?
As soon as you eat it, you like, fart a few times, and you be like, what's another one of their good songs? Or you'd be like, all right, I don't want to hear this no more.
Yeah.
But when you get that other one, you let the whole joint ride because that meal was delicious. It took time to cook it. 40 minutes went by. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that.
That's why you see these Kendricks wait 2 years or the Coles or the however long. And you don't see them drop a mixtape a month like some guys. You get what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So if you could open up a show for any artist, who would it be right now?
I would open up for Kendrick. I would open up for the greats, obviously. I would open up for Jay if he was to do like a show.
Jay-Z?
Yeah. I would open up for Cole. I've opened up something like
that. Yeah.
Oh. I've opened up for, what was it, T.I. Thug, Wale, T.I. Thug and Wale at Summer Jam. We did that 2016.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And, you know, that was here in the city.
Damn, that's what's up.
Fuck.
I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, that was when I had my first breakout record, which was Hit Them Folks.
So before we keep going, we want to say tomorrow Shu is having his concert here.
Yes, let
them know where we're having a concert at, Shu.
Cleveland Heights Grog Shop, the legendary Grog Shop. The last legendary venue in the city after Peabody's. We're going up in this joint, man, and we're going to tear it from front to back. No remorse. Have fun. I'm bringing a spotlight for a lot of young, up-and-coming talent, like hot dudes from the city, man. And that's what I'm all about. Using what I can and do have to assist another person. You know what I mean? Like, I work hard at this craft, man, and it ain't even for me. It's a selfless action.
Yo, Wallo, you fuckhead nut ass nigga. You hear this guy over here, man? Hey, y'all like bringing up people that fuck with other people and bring them up. So, Wallo, you fuck nuthead ass nigga, and Gilly the Kid, come holla at Shoe, man. Get him on that episode as well, man. Let's make this shit shake.
Listen to that man. For sure. If you never do anything else, listen to that man. I know what y'all need to know.
Because they always talk about, you know, they love when, like, new DJs bring up young DJs instead of shutting them out. You know what I mean? Right. You know, like, everybody's trying to block somebody else to stay up top and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that just be out of, you know what I mean? Somebody feeling like they're inferior, man. Or if I do this for said person might outshine me or this and that. Yeah. The whole thing is, feel how you feel about self, man. Be whole, be complete, and you won't even be feeling like, you won't be intimidated by nothing, man. You would just be out here just working and creating, man. And trying to use all the extra. I don't really understand tired. Of course, everybody goes to sleep, but if I'm not getting ready to go to sleep, like, I got nothing left, then I'm doing work until I'm literally exhausted. You know what I mean? Because you have the ability to do it once you've been doing it so long. So why not utilize that? Take that, and if you got extra time, help some people out with that job, man. That's
it's love.
End all, be all. Like, so we got this joint going tomorrow.
Take him for what you. He knows how to rap too.
You be spitting.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this guy.
You seen his face?
It's like, man, what is?
Bro, I wish
about?
I could.
You seen his
you
face?
Ever tried? Yeah. You ever tried?
I can't like rap for, like, I can't freestyle. I can't do shit. But, like, man, maybe if I sat down and like put a song together, so I might be able to do something. But
what you think? Nah, of, yeah, like type know. Of song you'll work on, like a love type song?
I don't know.
Most dudes start off with a love song because they remember a girl that broke Jay Hard or
going into that.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Going into that show.
He said, I don't give a fuck about nothing.
Have you ever thought of just like, just I'm gonna try to just make a regular banger that everybody just gonna jig to and just fuck with it? No,
excuse me. No, I don't think in that manner, man. I used to think like
just to try to see. Maybe.
No, I used to think like you gotta go to the studio, like you gotta sit and play a bunch of beats, wait until you hear one that's super duper crazy. Go to the studio and make sure that it's something that everybody gonna rock to. But then I learned 100 hard times that that's not how they create a hit or something like that. A hit is more just so organic. And you went in there and you created something that was just happened to be diverse. And many, many people can relate to that and be like, you know what, I like that. And they're gonna take to it and then they're gonna tell other people to take to it. That's how a hit is derived.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
That's facts.
I didn't even do that with Hit Them Folks as far as
knowing Hit Them Folks. That. Yeah.
But what I hit do them know folks. Is once the kids got involved, yeah, it was a wrap. It was like, we here now. Like, we pushing the joint. It ain't even about you no more.
Yeah. That one hit the radio too, right?
Yeah, that hit the radio immediately. Yeah. Probably within like a few weeks. It had gone viral within like
and after that, two months. And after that, you never thought of like, I should do another one like those or something?
Nah, then that wasn't me. You know what I mean? That just wasn't my style. My bad. That just wasn't my style, man. But it's nothing wrong with doing those type of records because obviously
you want to be you. You want to be
that
you.
Case in point. And then also once I came out of that visual, you saw the kids went on to make platinum records off the same template with the songs that they created off of a Hit Them Folks type record.
Yeah.
So the kids that were involved in the videos were all big dancers that went and made dance records that went and did platinum and gold numbers.
So let me tell you this. Mr. Pitufi over there, he's like a jukebox.
Mr. Pitufi, huh?
Mr. Pitufi. To you.
To you.
He's like a jukebox over there. He kind of fall off his, you know, wagon a little bit here and there. But that motherfucker knows every music. Every music. So, so I brought your stuff up, right? He's like, I can fuck with that. We threw it on the bus. He already was getting into it. He was fucking with it. Like I told you Friday when we was together.
Uh-huh.
I definitely fuck with that Butter too. The whole track through. We listened to Butter's it while we was
fire,
there.
Bro.
And like, this is fire.
So you've heard Butter and that's what's up. Appreciate that, man.
No, yeah, for sure.
That Butter is one that's, what's funny is that.
It's fire.
What's funny is that like a lot of people was really in love with 50-50 ham.
I felt like a heat wave going from ear to ear. Like, oh shit.
A lot of people was really rocking with 50-50 ham, that they was simply like calling that the anthem and all type of things.
That's the one that
like
start with a shoe. You got a big ass smile. No, that's Butter still.
Both of them do.
Oh, okay.
But once 50-50 Hamlet and then once Butter hit, it's just like Butter is getting just that
man.
Love.
Drop,
like,
keep dropping that flame, man.
Yeah,
we
no, I can't stop, man.
Nothing but show. Obviously nothing but the best, man. We want you to we here to support you in any way you can. You know we
know
about
I can't stop. Man.
You know we about to be here for the concert too,
bruh. CLE Monday Night Raw, like, this joint about to be that joint, man. That's all I know. Like, we got about 24 hours before doors open.
Yep.
It's about to be that one.
Scooby Doo.
And I just can't wait to. Puerto Rican and Maria, and I met him on Koufax. You know what I mean? And go
woo!
Crazy. Like...
Yes, sir, man. My boy Shu out here. Let's get it. So, Mr. Pitufi, the couple days that we've been interacting with our boy Shu, is there anything you, what stood out quick? Yeah, what's the experience?
I don't know. Like, for me, it's just the focus, because I always see he's always, like, it's always something for, you know, to keep moving forward. So, he's got plays that he's doing in the moment, and he's already, like, lining up butterflies. All right, no, yeah, we can do this. We can do that. I can work this out. We can make this work. Like, it's all just lined up. It's like domino effect just keeps going. It just keeps going.
So yeah, sneak peek,
the focus
y'all. Sneak
and determination
peek.
Is crazy.
Sneak peek. I already told you guys from the story as well. Shu dropping out this video, and we ain't going to be able to know when until when. Do you know when it's going to drop?
Nah.
Not yet?
We're going to sit on it. They ain't going to wait too long, you know what I mean? Wait, I'm going to have y'all like, man, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell?
Obviously, you just can never rush. Tuned. Don't rush perfection, man, but yo.
Just know, like, the thought, like, everything we doing, man, is just amplify levels, man. It ain't something that you're used to seeing. Your creativity is up.
Oh, man.
The words played as far as the music itself is up. We just in a whole nother space, man.
No, yeah. I fuck with it. And the reason why I brought it up is just because I appreciate you even giving me the opportunity to do it. Like, when you gave me the opportunity, I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to do this shit. And then when you told me what I was going to do, I'm sitting there like, ah, that's funny.
I knew you had character.
Yeah.
And everybody is, generally, most people with character, man, they willing to step into role because they do have this character that they always just, you know what I mean, rocking out to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be this way off camera, why not do it on?
Facts. So, no, yeah, I appreciate it. And like I told you guys in the story, hey, I am going to be on this video, y'all. Hey, support my dude, man.
We're going to rap, man. This is about to be so funny.
Hey, and I tell you what, man, this shit is fucking funny.
Hilarious.
I can't wait to watch the video, man. The video's going to be lit, man.
I just left the scene, man, with Baby D. Like, the stuff
with
we
Baby
doing,
D.
With Baby D, like... We just, I don't know, man. This is what I enjoy, man. And this is what I know I'm going to be doing for many, many years to come. Like, I want to keep doing this or either mentoring more to how they do this shit as well.
I do have a question for you, though.
Anytime you
What is one of your personal favorite songs that you've created?
Mm-hmm. One of my personal favorites, I would probably say, is 50-50 Hamlet as far as creativity levels. Because
is that the word I was supposed to be at?
I think so.
But I was like, you ain't never sent me the address.
No, that's Butter.
That was Butter?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's Butter. 50-50 Hamlet, for the simple fact, I start getting serious into melodies. And the thing that people don't really understand when listening to a song like 50-50 Hamlet is that you all are hearing one string, but what's going on is this one string is me saying this five times in five different tone keys. So when they hear it, when you hear one line like Ramen Noodles, like if I'm going to just say it, Ramen Noodles on the stove I was cooking. My thick bitch Lauren gave me done with the pussy. I clicked the Taurus, send you home if you looking. Like when you hear it, that's what's being said, but you hear Ramen Noodles on the stove I was cooking. My thick bitch Lauren gave me done with the pussy. I clicked the Taurus. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear Ramen Noodles on the stove I was cooking, man. But it's all mushed. Yeah. I had to say that five separate times on five different keys from highs to lows. And this is multiple sections throughout the record.
That's
Okay. Holy crap. On top of the main rap I like key that. Vocal.
I like that.
Yeah, you know I mean, so doing, yeah. So yeah, this song is just heavily created. I spent my time, I took my time, and that's why it resonates. Like, I'm sure we'll listen to it before we get out of here, but it's that's an amazing record. Even I'm amazed by it myself, so it gets the love that it deserves.
55th, I remember that one. We're about to pull up on that one before the episode end, because Shu over here gave us the credit for us to open up with his new track, Not Today.
Not Today.
You want to talk a little bit about Not Today?
Hell yeah, what you want to know?
What made you make that track?
Not Today was like derived around like just, I wanted to put more people into the metal mode that I be in, but I get to my zone out of doing like, you know, like daily meditation and different things like that, really studying and learning more about myself daily if I can. But Not Today is basically kind of like whenever you going through your day and anything happen, nonsense, BS, things that trigger you and make you feel like, oh, I want to hit some, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, that's impulsive. You could just hear this type of record or really know, like, man, this, whatever that is, that ain't about to bother me today. Today, thanks. You ain't controlling me today, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not so today.
So was it just one day that you came up with that, or was it several days? One day?
Just one day. I chose to make that simply off the fact, like, that song basically means whoever rocking with it, that's your day. Mm-hmm. It's about you today.
Today.
Don't let your family, don't let your friends, whether they fake friends, real, don't let nothing take you out your hookup today. Whatever day you hear it. Not today.
Not today. Not today.
It's not the day.
Like Ice Cube said, today, I must admit, today was a good day.
And it's going to remain a good day, because whatever you trying to bring my way,
not today.
Not today.
Not today. And to be honest, when I listened to it, I was like, shit. I was saying myself, like, not today.
Not today. And I guarantee
in the video I tagged you, the funny part is like, I was saying that today, and then my cousin's fiance was like, hey, can you open my bottle? And I was like, not today.
I kept looking at that because I'm like, what the hell? That's like, that looked like it was goddamn staged. But it was perfectly organic. It was landing right on there. That is fucking hilarious, bro.
No, so yeah, definitely do fuck with the new tracks you got coming out. Shit is fire. And for those that listen to us, support Suicide Holla. He's on Apple Music. You know, he's on all platforms,
everywhere, right? Everywhere.
And if you're going to hit me with the same excuse that you're talking about you ain't got time, well, guess what? I'm going to hit you with a not today.
Not today.
Well, what you need from me again? Oh, yeah, not today.
When you need a favor, I'm going to tell him not today.
Exactly. Because I tried to, you know what I mean, put you in a position to.
For those who are supporting us with the merch, once again, we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys. Yes, everybody sir. That has been listening. Thank you guys. We appreciate you guys. You guys are the reason why we do this. We can't say as much as we do. We can say this shit every week, but it's the truth, man. We can't do it without y'all. So I just had to throw that in there. But you know, we're gonna keep it rocking.
Y'all got it. You know what I mean? We rocking, man.
Yeah, we rocking. We still ain't halfway done. You know, I just gotta appreciate my peoples, man. You know, this is like a family now. You know what I mean? And like,
it's crazy, bro, because you really been here for my journey, even though you wasn't around to see what I was doing, the moves I was making. Yeah. You've been here as long as I've been making music, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Hey, the way I look at it is, it's dope when I see people grow, too. I'm like, oh, yeah. My dude is doing it. He out here doing it.
And I love this shit, man. I wake up early as hell. I get keep my doing mind it, bro. Right.
Keep doing that shit, man.
Yeah, you can tell this is pure passion.
Keep doing it. Yeah, you can tell, like, the way, you know, like you said, you're so open with it. You even spit out a couple of your own bars. Like, you're so comfortable with it. You, like, you can tell, like,
man.
You know, you're there.
This is what I'm living, you know what I mean? Like, this is whatever I thought I was going to continue to get to.
And you a humble-ass dude, when we kicked it Friday, I'm like, oh, man, this is chill. Like, everybody's cool and everything is cool,
chill,
normal.
Watch the TV, vibing. Smoke, you know what I mean? And then when it's time for the camera to come on, what we do? We got into mode.
Action.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. And that's why, and I think that's what it is that many do
it. Want some sugar, eh?
Exactly. And them scenes go, bro. It's when enough. This shit it's, is seen with us yeah. knocking on it, like, come
yeah,
on,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, this is going to be dope, man. It's going to be dope. So, yeah, stay tuned for that video, man, because that video is going to be lit, man. It's going to be funny. It's going to so be real. So
fucking fire, bro. Like, yeah. I can't wait.
For real.
I ain't gonna
Me
lie.
Neither. Me neither. I can't wait either. I was just laughing, just being there, like, ah, this shit's dope, man.
I wish you could have probably saw it, man.
they actually showed me videos yesterday, and it is pretty funny as far as what I've saw.
When you see, like, the way my bro...
The rest of it, too, but we was watching a little bit about the early ones.
That's what I was going to see if you... Man. Bruh.
Yeah, this shit's about to be funny as fuck, man. I fuck with it. So, yeah, go tune in and be ready, because that shit's about to come out whenever it comes out, and then... You know I'm tagging everything about it because even I'm going to be in it. You know, Frecky, what's up? Your boy.
What's up?
Your boy.
Nah, that's just fire for sure.
Yeah. And like I said, man, this dude, he listens to everything. Like me, I'm more of like radio play. I listen to like everything that you link, send me the link and everything I always listen to. But like if you don't, like I probably won't listen to it just because I listen to just the radio or like Spotify, whatever come up or whatever the fuck.
Right. But I be wanting to ask people, what is it? What is the part on Butter that makes you feel like, let me hear this one more time?
Me?
Like anybody that heard Butter. What's the part that make you
feel Butter, like, that shit's just fucking fire. Like, I like the melody about it. I just like the sound, like gripping the, you know.
That's what I was going to say, the tempo change.
I like that. Like I don't know. It's just like, I don't even think about it as, oh, I know the dude.
Right, that's how it's supposed
you
to
feel
be.
Me? I don't even think about it, like, oh, I'm just listening because I know to do none of that. Oh, I'm just okay. And I still, she tell her just holler, eat the pussy. I'm just like, okay, like, man. Bruh, I just
going hard.
And then as right I'm listening there, to it, like, I turn the volume up, obviously, and I'm just like, yeah, I can listen to this shit. Hell yeah.
I came, like, tomorrow going to be the first time I perform that.
You know, not only that, but, my fault, not only that, but I'm not a hater. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's people out there that... It's not that they don't fuck with you. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just people that just be like, man, no, fuck that.
I'm not about to help.
Yeah, not even I'm not about to help, but like, fuck that. I could do better. There's always haters like, but we're a podcast of wanting of promoting people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we want to be able to give the platform because we talk about it all the time, right? Mr. Pitufi, Cleveland never supports Cleveland. Like,
yeah,
y'all listen to bullshit in Memphis, Atlanta, you know, New York, stuff like that. But when it comes to Cleveland, they're like, oh, no. Nah, like,
it's just the mind state of people want to see. They want to see me doing well, but they don't want to see me doing better than them.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So it's like, okay, I want to see him do good, but I ain't about to, you know what I mean? I'm about to act over here.
For sure.
I get it. I don't really mind it. You know what I mean? That's why I over appreciate the people that do show love because they could be doing whatever they want to do.
Facts.
I'm who I am and I'm going to continue to be who I will. But I can't, you know what I mean? Beyond my pointer finger on my big toe, I can't control nobody.
Never. Except yourself. Except yourself, for sure.
And we're going to continue to rock like that because everybody that is contributing, we're going to turn up so crazy. Like, whether it's at shows, whether it's online. And it's going to continue to move as a movement, man. That's what the East Side is about, man. This is a movement.
For sure.
And that's why I rep it on the record so heavy and things like that, man. I enjoy what I'm doing, like, thoroughly.
For sure.
It took the work to get to this, and it's going to continue to become more and more leisure the more that I put more passion into it.
Yeah.
I'm still just getting started, even though it's been 9 years. I'm still just getting started.
That's what's up, man. Keep it going. Sure. Before we go deep into this, we're going to cut it off with, obviously, this break we got. You already know the deal with the ad.
And we're back to, you know what it is, Toopy Toofies in a pod.
Yep.
Got our boy Shu in the house.
It's
Shout
me.
Out, Shu.
It's for the East Side, man.
It's for the East Side. Like that? How it go, how it go. Let me hear you say it.
However you said it, is how it go.
I fuck with it, man.
Rocking with my two homies, man. Huh?
Huh?
So holla at me.
You came here for some sugar, eh?
CLE Monday Night Raw. I know that.
Yes, sir. We're going to be vibing and, you know.
Be on the lookout. Not today.
Not today. So, go ahead, Mr. Pitufi. Let them know what we rocking with.
Man, I'm just interested in, like, what's one thing you want all your fans to know? Like, all the people that's been supporting you since day one. Like, all the people that stuck through it.
Oof. I like it.
Like, what do you want
to
tell?
I want them to understand that everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm sacrificing, everything that I'm digging deep to garner is really for the betterment of the culture and what it is that we do have going on for the creatives. I want my fans to understand just how grounded and down to earth I am and how I wish I could really just touch every single person that either pops my song on any platform available and vibes, however they get in their vibe. Like, yeah. I literally wish I could just reach every single one and be like, man, I appreciate it. Talk to them, holler at them about whatever it is they're dealing with. Like, that's who I am.
Yeah.
Because you want to vibe with me, then vibe with me. Man. You said you want to ride with me, then ride with me.
I wish I could, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just my heart. That's who I've been since young, you know what I mean?
It's all about support, period, man. Support. And supporting it, y'all don't understand that it becomes more of a family type of thing. Like,
yeah.
If we keep doing this as long as we can, we always going to look back at the people who fucked with us, who supported us. You know, we always going to thank the people that helped us grow. And eventually, that's where giving back comes in. You'd be like, you know, I always talked about them as fucked up, how, like, some people just come up and they forget about their old people. But it's not like right. that. Now I realize, like, now I know why they're like, fuck you. Like, you really didn't fuck with me when I was trying to come up. Exactly. Now I'm up and you're like, oh, hi, Shoe.
Exactly.
Shoe. Like, who's you?
You see it because you've gained a better perspective by getting closer to what it is that's actually going on.
Yeah, because when they said, like, hi, Frecky, be like, fuck you. Who's Frecky? I'm Israel. Remember?
For real.
Who's Samuel?
That's probably what they would call me.
Hey, Sam. Remember me? Like, no, I'm Mr. fucking Pitufi to you.
But actually, you know, in some cases, yeah, there are people who, you know, get up to a certain position and then completely cut everyone off to help them, you know?
Yeah.
That's not really
and that's a blessing. Fucked up.
You know what I mean? Exactly. That type of energy is going to travel right back around.
No, yeah. No, it's always supposed to be, like Mr. Pitufi says, life is a...
It's a circle.
Exactly.
It's a circle.
You got good and you got bad karmic debt. Which one you want, Chase? It's gonna catch you.
So now that we talked about what made you do music, if you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
Oof, that's a thought.
Man, that's a good question, man. If I wasn't doing music, like, if we taking it back to before I even thought to do music, man, I was in the streets. I was just trying to, you know what I mean, make some ends connect, trying to figure it out day by day, not really having no goal, no plan for real. So, obviously, we all know where that could have probably headed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's like, yeah, music took me down a better path because I haven't seen any type of bump ins or run ins with any type of law. I don't even think about
it. So it kind of saved you in a way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yes. Exactly. We all look for a path to try to make it out. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, man. And then hopefully you will be a good person that once you do find a path, you can show some other people the motherfucking
yes.
path.
Right. For sure.
Yes. Grow all together.
It's about you at the end of the day when you creating. When you're creating anything, it is about you. It's about who you are and how you're feeling. But at the end of the day, the end result is out there to be admired by another person. So it's not really about you.
Yeah. Fucking like you said, you want to make something that's relatable.
Exactly.
So that a person will be like, damn, I feel that. Another, like you said, I'll play that again because he said this or
exactly,
he said that.
Exactly. Those are the things that create the bond and let the... Those are the ways that obviously the artists say thank you and appreciate the fan.
Yeah.
The people who are appreciating their music.
And for those who can't appreciate the music, and for those who can't support the people, and for those who wants to be playing haters, now that's
Pitufi!
Boom! Scooby Doo! Bow bow!
This guy.
Yep.
Wait, when you make your music, do you base it off just like your life experiences or just things in general?
No, I generally go off of things that I've been through in life. It's easier because it's like I can dig, well, not even really have to dig, but I can just go right within in the mental and go back on a date or an era when I was doing this or doing that. Find like a keyword within that's going to be prevalent to make the song make sense to who I'm relaying it. Right. And then I build the story like that. So yeah. These are basically just like mini stories. So they're like 2.5-3 minute stories.
So like explaining your life through music.
Yeah. And every different song. And upon doing that, you know what I mean? I don't, especially coming about the inner city, many people don't really see it too different than the way I did.
I do like that you speak upon your life because in Cleveland, living on the east side, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Even on the west side, it's still the same thing. There are, what I'm saying, in every part, you know, people that can definitely relate to your music if you explain it within your perspective.
So I'm going to hit you with two questions in one.
Let's do it.
What's the best advice someone gave you related to music? And what's the best advice someone gave you towards life?
Well, actually, the best advice I got towards music was immediately before I even hit the booth for the first time. And it was from a female that introduced me to the first engineer I worked with. And she basically told me, when I come into this Cleveland music scene, make sure I'm mentally prepared. It wasn't even about make sure I can have a good work ethic or make sure that I can write a good record. It was make sure that you're mentally ready for this. Mm-hmm. And that stuck with me for many years because it made sense. But once I literally was able to see everything I went through, that's when it made the most sense. And I was just like, damn. So that's the one thing about music. But with life, best advice I got was, you know, I didn't really have a mentor or guidance or someone above me to show me. So I had to really go in and learn and dig for my own info. So I really learned to just be me, man. And that was all really organic and natural from a very, very young age. Just be me, not really worry or care about what anyone else is doing, but be me to the point where I have enough left over from loving and respecting myself that I can help another person become themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and now that I'm doing that through music, I used to do that through dance and many other outlets, even basketball. But now that I'm doing that through music, it's a good feeling, a great feeling, man.
No, because there's always people that might have the right advice, the right things to say and shit, you know. So sometimes you can also help people, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Obviously, some advice you learn from people you can give out as well, you know. And
that's what I'm about, man. That's why I make records like Salute. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why hold on to the knowledge when you can help people with it? Like, only fools obtain knowledge for self. Don't be foolish, they need you. You know what I mean? That's how I end the hook. Yeah. But when you get a whole bunch of knowledge, man, and you just got it sitting up top and you just using it to manipulate and do all these things, that's going to bring you a trail of bad karma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're putting it out there. But if you use it to actually help and empower the people around you the same way you're doing for self, you won't have people looking at you so crooked neck all the time.
All right. Before we change this topic, because now we're going to get into some funny shit, is there anything you want to say ending the music road? You know, anything you want to say to people that are listening to promote anything?
Or CLE Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. It sounds like wrestling.
That's exactly what it is.
People going to be bodying each other in it.
They might.
They might.
They might. It's
going to go up, man. That's all I know. CLE Monday Night Raw.
Who's your favorite comedy?
CLE Monday Night Raw.
Or a comedian?
CLE Dave Chappelle. No, Dave Chappelle, man.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Fuck with there's a TV show he got. Is that what you fuck with the most?
Nah, Chappelle is a legend of some movies too, man. But you talking about the Chappelle show?
Yeah. I mean, what's the most thing you fuck with?
That took me to some levels, man. But Chappelle on Blue Streak was different. He said, "I rip your tongue out." He was saying all type of silly stuff. Chappelle on Half-Baked. Half-Baked's my shit. Yeah, like Chappelle on. Chappelle got some shit, man.
Hey, hey.
But yeah.
About to start dancing in this bitch. Shit, studio.
Hey, man. Y'all know what that record is. But yeah, I rock with Chappelle heavy, man. His stand ups, he got some fire stand ups, too.
What's your favorite comedian movie, comedy movie?
Something that's just wild funny.
Yeah.
From anybody?
Anybody. Anything you. The most funniest movie you watch? I can tell you the most dumbest movie I watched.
Funniest movie I watched is like, I watched stuff like, I saw a movie called Grind with some skateboarders. Like, not too many people familiar with that, but that joint is funny. Or maybe like Dumb and Dumber.
That's hilarious. We definitely gotta pull that one out the book eventually, Mr.
I've seen some hilarious movies in the American Pie series. Like, I've seen some of those that were hilarious.
Those are funny.
Yeah, like I'm into some different type joints. Like, I like joints that got like a story in them, or they some college type joints. Like, yeah, I ain't really into just the typical things, you know what I mean? But the funny movies, man, like...
What do you do on your time off?
Man, I play 2K. I play 2K, man, or I do some swimming. Man, I'm plotted. I plot a lot, you know what I mean? Like, I plan, like, 6 months to a year out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's not a lot of time to spare.
So you live a future? Is that what you're telling me?
It's more so I plan things and then I walk into them. Not that I live a future. But I make sure that it's not gonna always go this way, but I make sure there's a structure in place to where I'm not just randomly doing things.
Mm. Yeah. You know, so your life is a schedule.
In a sense, yes. That makes it easier.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is routine.
Then you're definitely strong-minded, because I cannot follow a schedule, man.
In my mind, it's just having routine and discipline. Like, you do something every day, and then it's just like, I do it because of the music. You got to be able to, you can't just go. When you're a musician, you all understand what I mean, but you can't just go day-to-day with the music. You got to be able to plan and... Because how do you think a weekend full of shooting for one video would come together if I hadn't planned it?
For sure.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible.
On top of this podcast. On top of everything else.
And you got to perform tomorrow.
How do you think that would have happened?
You got to plan everything, huh? Build it.
I like organization, when things are organized and set in stone.
It's easy,
you know,
right?
What you're doing.
I guess I could agree with that.
It makes it easier.
I don't live that lifestyle by any means.
Mr. Pitufi don't know what organized is.
What?
You don't know what organized is.
No. I'm saying I don't live that life, but I wish I did.
But you get how intense it would probably be to have so many things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Exactly, kind of like work.
Yeah.
And then the reward and feel it, and when it does.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be like, fuck that.
No, yeah. So like I said, I wish going, I did like, live that way.
One
but
thing
man.
Start curving, the motherfucker be like, "Fuck everything."
Fuck.
Yeah, get it, man.
Not only that, I don't know. I'm just too much of a homebody.
Rather just relax. I get what you mean.
I don't know. That's
and not have so many loads on. It's you know what I mean.
But that comes with being complacent and living comfortably. You know, you're always on another. And another chase.
It's more so in stride to get to a position to live comfortably, but where I can really, really relax and not really think about it. You know what I mean? And it could be for the little ones.
Yeah, working super hard now, so you got to do it later.
Exactly. Yeah. And be able to get exactly what it is I would like, even though I don't desire much, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Make sure
that the kids are smooth, they're learning, they're progressing, and we're able to be comfortable. The total opposite of where I came from, where it was scarfing up, picking up something off the floor that looked like food. You know what I mean?
What was your favorite cartoon growing up? Scooby Doo Pop Pop.
I would say probably like a Doug or
Doug.
Doug.
Rugrats was smooth.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Did you ever say that was yours, Mr. P. Doofy? No? No. None of the recent, I mean, like, ever in our episodes, we never talked about what was your favorite cartoon?
I think we did, but I didn't say Rugrats, no.
You don't remember, huh?
No, we were talking like
Curves
of
Cowardly.
Well, let's
Dawn.
Test you now. Let's
I rocked with
Pokemon,
too.
Pokemon. Let's test you now, Mr. Pitufi. What would be your favorite cartoon?
No, I think we did talk about it, but I'm going to give you the same answer I gave you last time. That's hard because there's so many.
Oh, my goodness.
We grew up in
the... Mr.
Bro,
Pitufi!
We had this conversation already.
Yeah. Mine would always be like...
You have to pick a cartoon, bro.
There's no way I can.
One.
I grew up in the era of cartoons.
Top three.
I can't even
top
do that.
Three.
There's
you can.
No way.
You
no,
can.
There's too many.
You can.
There's too many cartoons to think about.
Okay, you can. Top three.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. I'm going to wait.
No way.
We'll make it about you now.
Let's keep it pushing.
We'll make it about you now.
What's the next question?
Top three.
What's the next
one? Top three.
We already had this conversation.
Come on, man. Off your head. Off your head.
We already had this
Quick.
Conversation, bro.
Quick.
Ren and Stimpy, SpongeBob.
Yeah, see, look. If he can do it, you can do it. Nah, Ren and Stimpy, SpongeBob, and who?
That was not mine.
What was yours then, Shu? Top three.
I told you mine was Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Doug.
Uh-huh.
Probably Rocko's Modern Life.
Ooh! We talked about that one.
Yeah. Rocko's Modern Life was fire to me, bro.
Okay,
top three for me. Top three for me. You better think about yours. Top three for me. It would have to be... Rocket Power.
Oh,
it would have to be Rocker's Modern Life. Mm-hmm. And it would have to be Adventure of the Wild Thornberry. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, the Wild Thornberry. With Donnie Thornberry in it.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I don't know. I just thought it was funny as fuck. But Mr. Pitufi.
Damn, that's hard. And I'm gonna go shit like, maybe like a Johnny Bravo.
Hello, mama.
Bravo was smooth.
I like that. Switching it up. Switch up.
I don't know if y'all remember Cow and Chicken, but Cow and Chicken.
I gotta swap out one of mine. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, we'll get to that after this. Third one.
Third one was the Monsters.
Yeah. With the one that holds his eyes?
Yeah, the one that holds his eyes, yeah.
Ah, real monster.
Yep. All right, which one are you going
to
swap out?
Swap out Pokemon for Ed, Ed, and Ed.
That's a good one.
Damn.
See, I was thinking of
that. See, that's why I'm saying there's so many.
What you got then? What's your
that's
top three? What's your top three?
I'm not going to cap. I was born a little bit after you guys
yeah.
were. So I liked watching Roly Poly
Roly Poly Oly. He's
Tom
out of springing time.
I love Ed and
Jerry.
Eddie. I can't remember what it's called.
What is it? Describe.
Is it called Cat Dog?
Cat Dog.
Stupid
Cat Dog.
TV.
Cat Dog.
Cat
yeah.
Dog wasn't bad.
Yeah, I fuck with Cat Dog. I fuck with Cat Dog.
See, I was born way a little after, so yeah, so I had different cartoons, but
right.
Those would be mine.
Shu, what's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Funniest thing that I've ever witnessed or that has happened to me?
That happened to you. That she was like, God damn, that's the funniest thing that ever happened. Like, whether it was either embarrassing or whether it was just funny as fuck to you that you laughed at it for so long or.
Damn.
Scooby!
I don't know, bro. Like, funny stuff. Bro, you got me on funny. Like something where like a
right
bunch
off the
of people
dome,
was
what's
funny,
the funniest
like,
thing?
Like a bunch of people was laughing at me or I thought.
No, what you would whatever was funniest to you. It can be right at the top of your head, like, oh shit, that shit was funny as fuck. I can tell you a story about what's funny as fuck to me, but it'll be a little minute. It's about my car getting on fire.
Bro, the funniest thing I've probably ever witnessed.
I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna talk about it for those who didn't listen. I'm gonna let you think about it. And Pichon, think about one too, Mr. Pitufi.
Whoa.
Hold that screen. Mine, for those who didn't listen to the Takeover podcast called Pitufi, That's mine. For mine, it was like we were doing a little quick tune up on my car, and you know, we wasn't no mechanics, so we thought we knew what the fuck we was doing. We also had a rag that we probably took off. We wiping it down, like, shh, all right, put this one away. We put the new one, wiping it down, put it in. And eventually we ended up losing this rag, the rag that we was wiping all the parts off with.
Right.
And long story short, we was like, oh, we fixed everything. We put the catalytic converter, I mean, the top of the, because you had to take the top off just to put the plugs and shit. Right. We put everything back. We went to go test drive. Everything's good. We're like, oh, shit, it's cool. No way, you know, you start driving and the fucking floorboard is getting hot as fuck. And it's like, it feels like flame, you know? So we're looking like Flintstones character. Like and we're looking like Flintstones character, and we're just sitting looking at me like, my feet's hot. My feet's hot. He's like, your feet ain't hot. I'm sitting there like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong?
Well, you was in the car with?
I was in the car with my dude, Joel. And I don't know, but like we start seeing this big cloud of smoke starting to come in through the exhaust and like,
right.
And we're like, what the fuck? The fucking car started getting on fire. We ended up pulling over. This motherfucker goes into this AutoZone shit looking for some water. Like, yo, we need a big bucket of water. And everybody's water looking at it. Everybody's looking at like, why? He's like, the car is about to blow up. It's about to blow up. Yo, they were looking at him crazy like, what you want to do? Like, get some water! Bro, nobody moved, right? So he runs to the back through the fucking construction. I mean, the employees only. Runs to the back. He finds this big-ass mop bucket. Just start filling up with water. He comes over there.
Mop bucket.
That didn't get him nothing.
Nothing, right? This so he goes over there.
This nigga said mop bucket.
It went off like nothing. It didn't go off. It just took off a little bit of the flame off. And when he took the flame off, he's like, we need more water. And everybody's like going crazy. But finally, they got it off. And we realized the rag is what started the fire. That got stuck in the catalytic converter and shot the shit in flames.
Damn, bro. Like, that's
and I laughed about that every single fucking day after that. And I still laugh about it now because that was the most dumbest but the funniest shit.
If you're talking about in that situation, yeah, I've had stuff like that. Those things happened that were crazy.
I had
a situation where after school, we would, like, at the end of my street in this neighborhood I lived in, there was houses that had trees on the backs of them. And on, like, the tree, probably, like, 15 feet up, there would be, like big, fat, round hornet's nests, like this big. Fat ones, you know. They
oh
make
my
the gray
god,
drums.
You're fucking what with the bees fuck? Nest.
Look, you know they make the gray ones, right? With the
this motherfucker said, "Give me my honey."
So look, we see this one that's over here at this house. This joint is fresh, man. We like, man, let's take this joint down. It's fat, it's plump. We taking rocks. We standing across the street at the woods, like from they houses where they live to your house, like your front door, which is where the hive is. We standing across the street by the woods picking up bricks. We see, boom, hitting the side of these people's house, missing it. Everybody missing 700 times. Yeah. Nobody hitting nothing. Yeah. Everybody aiming, thinking they hit him, miss. So boom, do you get to the point where we done threw the whole woods of rocks? Like, it ain't not one rock.
No rock visible.
There's no rocks left in the whole wood.
Everybody like, give me that last rock.
We threw every single rock left. So look, dudes looking around, like, at this time, I was at the foster home where my mom adopted me at, but I had two foster brothers. So at this time, we threw, there wasn't no rocks left for the whole woods, like a 5 mile radius. So look,
5 miles radius, we threw every fucking rock in a 5 miles radius.
It was like five or six of us.
Talk about war zone.
One of my foster brothers was like, he had an idea. None of us not even touched this thing, man. I'm talking about not one of us touched this thing for 2 hours. My foster brother, hold on. I'm about to go over here. He like, man, I feel like I can get it. He creep over here. I'm about to get one. He gets a rock. Look, he gets the rock. He don't see none because we ain't never hit the hive, so it's a little like two of them circling around it. This bitch high up, so my bro at the ground. So he finds him a rock. So my dude get to come and running back through the wood. Like, I got one. He then came running from 2 miles away.
6 miles away, I found the rock.
I found one. He come running to the edge of the woods. I got one, y'all. He cocked back. very first one that actually hit. Hits the B-hop. Knocks it off. The whole limb comes out. Hits my boy on the top of the head. He's still over there picking up his rock. He's still over there picking up his rock. He lands on the top of his head. He like, what's that? Because he don't know what happened because he picking up his rock. So he looking around, but the beat, it was on the branch. So the branch slung down and then went back up. So once it hit him on the top of the head and he started looking around like, what's that? All of us like, because once the thing went back up, it was like a, like black smoke came out the hole, like when you blow the L out. But it was just black smoke. So we was like, the whole hole came out, but he was still there with his rock. So he lived at my crib. So
about me, to stay in the thing with the rock. So
me and the other foster brother, run. We lived like 5 houses.
Run, fucking run.
We lived 5 houses up. We live 5 houses up. Everybody else live on random miscellaneous streets. We get to run into the crib. All we hearing is like yelling, just miscellaneous yelling and all type of noise.
The bees!
They destroying him, whooping his ass, jumping him. So we get to the crib. I shut the door and locked it and just try to act like it didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, like after like 2 minutes, we just hear like a bunch of bangs on the door. And I'm like, you gotta let him in. I'm telling his brother, this is real brother. But they both foster brothers, man. I'm like, I couldn't let him in, man, because I felt like they was on
the shit. Beads are coming. They get out. It was like the mummy when all the fucking books came.
I'm asking him from like the bottom of the stairs up to the door, like, is they all gone? Like, is it any, yeah, you know I mean, is they, oh, is the swarm still on you? He yelling like, no, they all gone. He destroyed. And that was just my
head hurts.
Yeah, that was wild right there.
I know his head hurt. He probably had.
He fell down the stairs. He was destroyed. He ain't get too bad stung though because he was like fighting and jumping in circles and shit.
Yeah, he didn't get badly stung.
He got fucked up, but it was like not for like a whole swarm. You know what I mean, you would think somebody would come in, they wouldn't have an inch of meat left.
I'm thinking he would be looking like lumpy hair, like we said out the first.
He wasn't too bad. He was. Oh, I can only imagine, man, because them bees that make that gray nest, dude, they got sting pretty bad.
Oh man, you know the people that shave their heads all the way bald, but they have like lump.
Yeah. He was kind of like that, man.
The muscle heads.
También. What about you, Mr. B. Doofy?
I don't know. I got a lot of funny memories, for real, that I just laugh at myself all the time. But one time got to be that, I guess we were camping and shit, and I don't know what the fuck I got it in me, but I was just, like, offering everybody bug spray. Like, oh, no, yeah, I'll put it on you. Here you go. And I think I went to, like, the last person, like, in a rotation. I was like, all right, so you're next. And I, like, sprayed the shit in my eyes. So I legit just have bug spray all in my eyes, and they're burning so fucking bad.
I gotta be sticky too.
Like burning hella bad. So like I'm fucking bawling my eyes out trying to like keep them open and shit.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened, right? You were acting like nothing happened.
No, nigga, I was fucked up. I thought I was gonna go blind for real. I'm sitting there like, bruh, I can't see shit. I can't keep my eyes
and
open.
You said y'all was out in the woods.
Yeah, we was camping.
So who helped you?
Nothing to really clean. So who helped you?
Nobody. They all laughed. So I'm sitting here, my eyes laughed while burning. He was going
blind.
And everybody's like,
fucked up, man.
I would have been giving this motherfucker the chicken wing. Quacko.
Man, he needed something like some like water, like something with some water on it. I know what you mean, man.
So who led you to the water?
Nobody.
So how'd you get there?
Nigga, I went to the tent to go to sleep because my eyes were on fire.
He tried to sleep away his pain.
You didn't even wipe your eyes?
No, nigga. I had to do what I could, and I was like, nah, it's not working.
And nobody helped you to wipe your eyes?
No, they're laughing. I told you.
No, I ain't going to lie to you. That ain't silly because my brother threw a rock. That clunked my eyes so bad. Yeah,
man, that's fucked up. That didn't help him.
It hurt so bad to like for my eye to be open with the sunlight that I went to the crib and was like, I'm about to go to sleep, man. Like,
maybe when I wake up, I won't feel.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Exactly.
That's insane. So, what about you, Mr.
No, but the worst part though is when I woke up, it's a fucking raccoon in the damn tent.
Oh, so what you do?
They
There nigga, what do you think I did? I panicked.
Did you look at him and said, you fucking thief? What did you steal?
The piece of combo.
We threw the combos at him. I was eating combos while my eyes were burning and I went to sleep. So he got in there and I threw the combos at him. I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Who left the zipper open?
That must have been her because I was night early.
As kids, we had to share one. Man. That is funny. Did it,
so he stole the combos?
He was trying to. He was eating them. So I threw the whole fucking bag at his ass. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That thing's a
bag. Muffin would have came at you like, what?
Yeah, with the claws. Like, wow.
My story is
I would have shit myself.
What's your story?
It's a two-on-one. It's about me and him. As kids, we had bunk beds. You know where I'm going with this?
Man. I hate talking about
you know how, like,
there's so much more room.
You got, like, the twin
so much more room for activities.
Pool on the bottom.
Right.
So, me and him used to just, like, jump off or, like, go through where the wall on the bunk bed is and creep up to the top.
We can use the knife as a goggles.
I'm stuck in between the bunk bed and the wall.
Could you imagine if we had these when we were 13?
No,
even better.
I don't want bunk beds no more.
You stuck between the bed and the wall.
I'm stuck in between the bed and the wall, and I'm asking him to help me. I'm stuck. So he's pulling the fuck out of me. Mind you, like, all my body is just getting pressed.
Right.
So
like a sandwich.
Exactly.
Rolling off from pulling me so hard. So now I'm on top of the bed, and I'm watching him just flip down. Cracks his fucking shin on the fucking
on the metal
frame.
Part?
Oh, man.
So he's on the floor like
this. All I could grab onto.
I smashed my bugles.
Because I'm sure.
My bugles.
All I could grab onto was like the metal part.
I smashed my bugles.
Right. So I grabbed onto that and my shin just.
I know how that feels.
Did you just hear what she said though?
I smashed my bugles.
Them delicious. They even got some new ones that's delicious. You know what I mean?
My bugles.
Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
My bugles. I smashed my bugles.
I'm feeling like her because them bugles gotta come round it when you get ready to
I don't
put
like
them out
my
the
tips
bag.
To be smashed.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're gonna be smashed, you might as well crunch the whole bag.
The whole
down
bag.
Like
yeah.
This.
For real.
Hey, Shu, are you into sports?
Yeah, I watch basketball, man. Nothing. I can't really get into football too much, but
oh man,
it's not that I don't like it, but I can't watch it. The game is 6 hours for
huh? For that's only two and a half.
It's like 4 hours.
Two and a half, bro. I watch it every Sunday, every Thursday, every Monday.
How come it come on at noon and you don't be done until 4:30?
Come on at 1 and it ends at almost 4.
That's 4 hours.
3 hours.
That's a lot, man. Basketball is like 2 hours.
3 hours. Yeah, so who you? Well, now the Bucks are up 3-2, right?
Yeah, they probably gonna win, man. Because
did you want Phoenix to win?
I want Chris Paul to get something, but Giannis is 8 feet tall, man. It's hard to really stop him.
Do you believe in rig?
No.
No.
Can't make the ball go in and out the hoop.
True, but I'm just saying because you know it's always talk about all sports is rigged. So I figured I asked.
I don't see how Giannis Antetokounmpo came. I haven't seen the game because I've been busy, but how he got his strength back and he was like hurt. His knee was like damn near hyperextended.
Mr. Pitufi, who do you think is going to win? They're up 3-2 right now.
I don't know. Giannis does seem hungry. I do want the Suns to win, but Giannis, he wants it.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, Devin Booker just dropped like 42 the other day, and then his last game dropped 40 again, and they're still losing. Yeah.
So Chris Paul
like
needs
even
to be hungry.
Even in a press conference, they asked Devin Booker, they were like, so are you like frustrated with, like, what are you more frustrated about with like CP3, like Chris Paul? And they were just like, CP3 was looking at like Devin Booker, like, what? Mm-hmm. And Devin Booker was just sitting there like, bro, what the fuck? Somebody's like, all right, ask the next question.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're trying to create tension. They don't need that now, man. But if they go to a game 7, that's going to be tough. The Suns that's going to be tough. The Suns and the Bucks went to the 7th series. Mm-hmm. Like, that's way unexpected.
That's how it should be, though. 7th series. I think every final should be 7th series. Fuck it. Ended game at 7. Whoever's the best ended at 7, right? One game. Ended at 7.
That's fire. Like, that's... I don't know, because...
Space Angels.
Somebody whoop up quick and then somebody else can't compete, then it's, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Space Bitch. Scooby Doo, pop, pop. Space Jam just dropped. What do you think about that?
I haven't seen it yet, but I would like to check it out. I don't really pay attention to all the
comments and thoughts.
Yeah.
But they did. Somebody did say Space Jam was released for kids. It wasn't for 30-year-olds. Yeah. All you motherfuckers. Right?
Somebody going in there thinking it's about to be Steven Spielberg's It Part 3. They just...
What do you think, Mr. Pitufi?
You gotta...
That's what I was going to say. Is like you can't expect this movie to be for
going
us.
Going there knowing it's for your son. And that's who's supposed to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that it matters that it's another character and he's reacting it? Or should have just left it original?
Nah, it'd be alright. Because that's Brian, man. Brian is our GOAT. I ain't really get to watch Jordan, so Brian is our GOAT.
That's true.
Okay. So do you think, after all the comments, without you, could you say you're not going to pay attention to the comments? Do you think the movie will be better? Would you like expect better than the Space Jam regular? Or
nah, it's still going to make $1 billion, though, because they got stars in there. Like big brand, big entities. They got a huge budget. They're going to make billions.
Yeah, LeBron is a great businessman, man, so he knows what attracts people.
You mean as far as the movie? As far as the movie's legacy.
Yeah.
For this generation, the kids are going to love it and they're going to respect it for this time the same way that I just said Brian is my GOAT because of I watched his era. But the people who love Jordan, of course, they're going to be opposed because that was their GOAT.
Okay. What are you saying?
I agree with him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the... I mean, just like he said, I didn't get to grow up and really watch Michael Jordan all that much. I could just watch highlights or old games and shit. But I enjoyed the movie, you know, his Space Jam. It was fucking, it was great. We all grew up watching that shit. And
I liked him.
It was good as fuck. So, like he said, this was made for our generation. Like LeBron, like I said, he's a great businessman. So all he's doing is making something that this generation is going to enjoy.
I guess we won't know until these kids now grow up. Because when these kids now grow up, be like, I watch both, and I think, you know, LeBron's was the best. You know, it just depends, I guess. Because
they got Oriental Sandwich, whoever comes up and becomes the next one.
But I liked it. I liked the fact that them little ass piece of shit monsters came out of town, landed, and just stole the powers. I liked it.
I enjoyed that. Heck yeah, that joint was nice, man. And now they got Dame Lillard on here. That's my favorite player, so.
Man, my Dame Lillard was my favorite point guard for a while. Mr. Pitufo will tell you. Lillard! Dame Dollar.
I don't see no difference in him being him. That's the one.
For sure, man. For sure. Mr. Pitufo!
The fuck is your problem?
If it was to create another scary movie, what would be your part?
I'd always want to be the killer.
For real.
You want to be the killer?
I feel like they have the most fun.
How would you disguise your killer?
You motherfucker. So I got to run from your bitch ass, huh? I got to keep looking back like, run for us.
You can't do the pig head. They've already done that. You can't.
What would be
it? Oh, you mean like, what would my like costume be?
It can't be no.
Yeah, that movie was crazy.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Would you wear a mask? Would you wear a skin? Would you...
Or are you just coming straight as just Mr. Pitufo?
Mr. Pitufo!
Like y'all said, everything's already been done. I might as well be the bareface killer.
Bareface killer? What about you, Shu? We're gonna make it a scary movie. If you could have a scary movie scene, what would be your part?
I would be the person that, like, led the rebellion. Like if we gonna have like a scary movie where you're gonna have a bunch of people that meet up to try to figure out how to beat the scare or whatever is going on, I'd probably be like the leader of that. Probably end up sacrificing myself.
So I need like you guys to survive. This is all for a reason.
Right, we need a game plan. This is what it should be.
This is all connected.
Be the best for
if
us.
It goes wrong, then I'm gonna take
yeah, the, yeah. You know, I mean, fall. I'll take the fall for you.
Yeah. Okay, if I was to be in a scary movie, I would like to be the dumb one. I don't know, like, yeah, let's go into that closet.
Right.
Killer just staring at us, and then the closet like, ring, ring, ring. Come on now.
Like Sidney Dean off Scary Movie.
And then we come out like, oh no, how did you find us?
Look at that random barn in the middle of the woods. Let's go in there. In. No, there's no. Nobody in there.
Look at the garage with all the chainsaws.
I'm telling you.
They're not in there. They're not in there. Because that's how we, you know, the dumb one that have to die.
What would be your greatest advice to upcoming artists?
Honestly, it's not cliche when someone is telling you to be yourself. It just depends on who's telling you this, because one that's telling you to be yourself that isn't being themselves is being a hypocrite. But I'm telling you to be yourself, because at the end of the day, someone else can't be you better than you. So as long as you continue to be you, you can only inspire other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just be yourself, and that way you lead a path that's just unique to you. And what it is that you create, what it is that you're after, what it is that you're trying to create a legacy for. Be yourself, man. That's my best advice.
I like
facts.
That. I definitely like that response.
Thank you.
And also don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks either.
And that comes, the more you be yourself, it's like, why would it matter when this is who I am? I don't
exactly
care what you think about mm-hmm. it. I'm right. Just being who I am.
Yep.
Be true to you.
The more you don't give a fuck what anybody thinks, happier your life is going
to
be.
What's your biggest goal?
Biggest goal, man, is to be able to reverse the circumstances that I came into the world with. You know what I mean? And be able to help my people understand how to be able to maintain and get to a position of comfortability.
My biggest goal is to hit a fucking radio station. I want to try to fucking say Frecky all over the fucking world. Frecky, what's up?
I mean, that shouldn't be too hard. Set the plan in order and take the proper steps. You'll get that.
What about you, Mr. B2F? What's your biggest goal? Here we go again.
To live a life where I don't have to work anymore. Where I've just got like passive income. That's my goal. I don't know what it's going to take to get there or what I'm going to choose to make it get there, but that's the goal for sure. And have some fun along the way. Well, this has been a great episode. And it's been nice having Shu here. This nigga did his thing for show, for show. And he put on for the East Side. You know how it goes.
This one's for the
East Side.
I would like to say thank you for coming through. Another regular person, just got a different dream than everybody else. You know, he wants to make his own goal, his own moves. But he's a regular person, as you see. He came by, he's vibing, he shows his personality. It's not like he's just another, you know, bougie ass person or anything. Stay real to himself. Thanks for coming through. Obviously, you did your thing. Is there anything you got to say to the listeners before we rock it out?
CLE Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow.
You already know the Gronk.
Everybody,
shop.
Man. Come cool through. Love. All three of y'all come through. Show love. I got y'all, man.
You mind closing it out with a little bit of your song?
Gripping the quarter. Gotta keep it cushy. I've been on the edge. Why you even push me? She chocolate. Pretty toes. Make a nigga just stare. If she tell you
how to eat the pussy.
The package came in a lot and we been stocking. Five no more cold and rocks up in the stocking. I come from a city average top five for murder, my nigga.
Good looking, man. Hey. And fire. Thank you for listening to the B2Fees. Before we close, Shu, can we hear you say that B2Fee?
B2Fee.
Let's go.